You are now tuned into CoinMint's official channel, and we welcome you to the big picture. Hosted by CoinMint's very own, this is the podcast where our experts dissect the nuances of all that matters for doing business in India.
Hello everyone, in this episode of The Big Picture, we are joined by Daniel Lee, who currently heads the Korean business group for CoinMint and brings with him an international experience of well over 20 years across various industries such as the infrastructure market, the electronic components market and the semiconductor market as well. And interestingly, Daniel's experience as an expatriate in the Indian subcontinent, via this podcast will allow us to gain an insight as to what he feels and what his opinion is on the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on the Indian economy. Now, Daniel, we welcome you to the podcast. And to start things off, while we understand that businesses in India will inevitably take a hit by the pandemic, but the question still remains that to what extent will they be impacted by via the coronavirus pandemic, and what will be essentially needed to be done to establish a path to recovery, be it via the businesses themselves or via government policies?
We cannot expect when this pandemic will be over. And since this is not just Korea, India, it's the whole world. So as long as there's a cure or vaccine or whatever, I'm not sure we can predict when everything would be normal. And especially for Korean or other nations, I mean, they can't start an investment when they can't move around. So everything will be halted for the time being. But during this period, we have to wonder what businesses will survive once they have the opportunity or when the economy picks up. I think that is the main thing here. Your government is already doing some tax exemptions and extensions of paying tax, and they're also asking banks for your credit card payment or whatever loans you have. I mean, that's the basic policy they can do. And second, I think they should consider lowering the corporate tax for companies this year, because obviously half of this year is gone, and the only way the government can support is maybe they should really lower the tax this year for the companies that survive, should survive in the long run.
Daniel, so larger companies, you know, which have relatively deeper pockets will probably weather out the storm, but there will come a cost for this. You know, it could be supply chain disruption, could be loss of demand, could be pricing revisions. So do you think business models will have to be revisited or rethought?
Well, I think after this incident, a lot of large companies will try to automate as much as possible, probably, because all these viruses are affecting the humans and the workforce. So they will try to find a better working environment in case a similar pandemic comes in the future. I don't know about the supply chain, because these big companies will make sure nothing happens to the supply chain. So it will take time, but they will continue. And pricing, I don't know. I think they'll just maintain the price. I don't think they'll do anything drastic.
Okay. And while we understand that manufacturing forms a big part of the Indian economy as a whole, and over the last few years, we've seen a lot of Korean manufacturing companies set up their facilities in India, as well as those looking forward, you know, to set up their manufacturing capacities or invest in India from this point of view. Now, to what extent do you feel the decision-making aspects and proceedings of Korean businesses looking to set up in India will be impacted owed to the coronavirus pandemic?
Well, if they have the opportunity, I think once, if they can, they will try to speed up their processes, because to save or to minimize loss, they have to start production as soon as possible. I mean, for new investments, I don't think they can do anything for the time being, you know, because everyone at home, they have to take care of the damage first before they venture outside. But in case of India, most of the companies, there are only two stages of companies that are already manufacturing here, or companies that are planning to manufacture here. So I'm talking about the second stage companies. They will, as I said before, they will just try to push up their manufacturing, the start of their manufacturing to minimize loss and to enter the market.
Okay. And aside from manufacturing, what are the other major sectors which you feel will be impacted the most via the pandemic?
I think, as we all know, the biggest hit sector would be the airlines or the tourist hotels, but also the restaurants, you know, because these places basically can do zero business now. So they will be hurt most. I think any business that is directly related to consumers, they'll be hit most. And another sector that it will be hit most is the retail sector, especially those malls, shopping malls, and or the entertainment sector, the movie theaters. All the sectors would be hurt. Even the sports sector, you know, people can't go and watch games. So any business or sector that needs a lot of people to gather will be hurt.
Okay. Now, Daniel, while it is clear that larger companies and markets will be impacted, it is also important to note that SMEs will be hurt a lot more. And challenges of large companies are applicable to this segment as well, albeit with a lot more impact and a lot more intensity, especially to those which are in the consumer market. So according to you, what are the ways that SMEs can essentially survive following this pandemic?
Well, to be frank, for an SME, if they'll survive this period, I think that's all they can do, just survive. I don't think they can do anything in a situation like this. They can't do marketing, they can't do sales, you know, they can't save money. So the only thing I think these companies will have in mind is what they will do after they survive this period. I mean, a lot of companies might not survive this period. Let's say in 2 or 3 months, the situation gets better. Then if these companies survive that period, I think they would launch a more aggressive marketing to recover the cost. But also, I think they would do a lot of restructuring to lower the cost also and the expense.
Okay. And in what ways do you think this cost-cutting will come in? Will it be the usual route of laying off employees and giving out salary cuts, or can they be induced in other aspects of running a business as well, especially with regards to not just Indian companies, the domestic businesses, but with regards to foreign companies which have set up shop here?
I think, unfortunately, the first thing they can do is cut labor. Then the second thing they can do is they can cut the less profit areas or shops they have. I mean, that's the only thing they can do at this stage. Because, you know, no one knows when this will be over. It might be over in the next few months, or it might go till the end of this year. So the only choice companies have is, first of all, to survive, they have to reduce cost and expense. Because, I mean, unless the government reimburses all this cost, that's the only choice they have.
All right. But can this pandemic actually serve as somewhat of a boon in disguise, and can it lead to old opportunities being revisited or new opportunities being created for collaborations between two economies? In this context, let's say India and South Korea.
Well, that's a very difficult question to answer, because even till now, Korea and India, the relationship is not that strong or great. I mean, we both nations are now at the stage of looking at each other. We're just beginning. So this pandemic, I don't think there will be much change between both countries in the economic point of view or business aspect. I think it will be the same. Both would be busy licking their wounds.
All right. So according to you, what sort of policy changes, you know, can India as an economy and as a country incorporate in its mandate to prepare itself for issues like coronavirus in the future and hopefully decrease its response time in order to safeguard its human capital?
Well, I think there's a limit on what the government can do. Your government does not have an infinite deep pocket. So the only way they can do is try to educate people on individual hygiene, I think. And maybe the government should try to build some facilities that will be targeted for incidents like this, so that they will be more ready when certain things like this happen in the future.
All right, very well understood. So any other remarks which you might have as to how, you know, coronavirus will not just impact economies like India in the present, but also going forward in the future? Do you think there are measures which can be taken to, you know, sort of learn from an experience like this, a pandemic especially, which is, you know, impacting new age economies and developing countries like India?
Well, I think the whole world understood something with coronavirus, because up till a month ago, I think the United States or the European nations thought of COVID-19 as an Asian pandemic. I mean, I don't think they were very serious. But the world now is all interconnected. There is no such thing as an Asian flu or an Asian pandemic. If one nation has a serious, you know, disease like this, I think the whole world will be affected. So in the future, I think most of the nations would be better prepared and will be ready to, you know, move in advance before it gets full blown like this. Especially the US, I'm sure.
All right. Thank you so much for these inputs, Daniel. You've been extremely insightful via this. And, you know, we hope to see businesses jumping right into, you know, the game as soon as the pandemic is over. Thank you so much for your inputs.
Yes, I hope we all survive.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.